Justin Senior is the administrator overseeing Florida's Medicaid transition. He knows most people worry about health insurance only when they get sick.
The typical Medicaid recipient is a healthy 9-year-old or 10-year-old. They're not receiving medical care on a daily basis. They may have doctor's appointments, but ultimately they probably don't receive medical care on day one of the rollout.
Still, he's got to grab the attention of 1.5 million Floridians being asked for the first time to pick a plan from 13 pre-approved insurers. He's also contacting another 2 million recipients already signed up with private insurance companies as part of a pilot program. They also got letters from the state asking if they want to stay or change their plans. Adriana DeJesus of St. Petersburg doesn't remember any letters. Her kids, 6-year-old Angel and son Christian, have Medicaid plans under the pilot. She says Medicaid was critical when the now 5-year-old Christian was diagnosed with asthma and ADHD.
And when he was a baby, we went to the doctors probably at least 3 times a week. So they knew us there already. They already knew who he was. And so the doctors was just really important because he was just always sick.
Her kids still see doctors, just less frequently. That may be why she didn't notice the state's letter. She's scrambling to decide whether to keep her current plan or find another that includes Christian and Angel's doctors.
But I didn't even know that there was a better one or what happens if you do change.
More than half of those enrolled in Florida Medicaid are younger than 21. Moms, dads, or grandparents are making the decisions. So far, 40% of Medicaid enrollees have failed to pick a plan. A state computer assigned them to one. Rosie Kozad is CEO of Amerigroup, which offers plans along the state's I-4 corridor. She says it's hard finding Medicaid enrollees who aren't visiting the doctor regularly or move frequently.
Are there hiccups along the way and little things that need to be tweaked? Absolutely.
This Medicaid transition started in 2011. Its aim is to save money in a program costing the state $22 billion a year. Insurers will get paid from that enormous pot by making sure enrollees get regular checkups. Kozad said insurers are required to provide case managers who monitor member health. That's something people with commercial insurance might envy.
I would love to have a concierge service where I have a case manager that knows all about my healthcare needs, all about my providers, and can help me navigate the healthcare system.
Not everyone involved in this is a kid with minor medical needs. Some Medicaid enrollees have chronic conditions, such as those handled by the state's Children's Medical Services Program. Some pediatricians are worried the financial incentives for insurance companies could hurt the quality of the treatments these children receive. Chris Patterson is chief executive of Sunshine Health, a Medicaid private provider that will be handling the medically fragile children in Florida's foster care system. He says this new coordination will improve the attention paid to these vulnerable children.
So that healthcare now will be integrated. And the information that everyone needs to make sure that the children's health care needs are being met will be orchestrated in this relationship between the CBCs and Sunshine Health.
Justin Senior, the state administrator, says Sunshine Health and others involved in the managed care transition are not new to Medicaid. But in order to attract more business, these companies are offering more options for treatment and access to more physicians.
The networks now that those plans have are significantly broader than the networks that they used to have. And they may also notice that there are additional benefits that are available to them that weren't available to them before.
Right now, Adriana DeJesus isn't thinking about all those extras. She just wants her kids to be healthy. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.